Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Whose report will you believe? I believe in the report of the Lord. His report says I am healed. His report says I am free. His report shouts victory. I believe in the report of the Lord. Praise the Lord, my friends. We are about to reveal the end day's truth and expose the false on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Acts chapter 14, verse 22. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support, just like a true spiritual church needs your support, in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. It is up to you, my listeners, as this program is listener-supported. That is the only way it can stay on the air. When you write or call, it encourages me to keep doing my best on this program. Now for another Last Days, End Times, quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Watchman comment, that word establish means to strengthen or to make firm, unmovable, in your heart, which references the center of all physical and spiritual life. Now the word holiness translates moral purity, something that many so-called Christians lack, morality and purity. If you are blameless, it means you are free from fault or defect, having moral purity to guide you and direct you through the pitfalls of earthly life. The last part of the verse speaks of what many call the rapture, although the word rapture does not exist in the Bible, just like the teachings of pre-trib and mid-trib rapture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Matthew chapter 24 clearly teaches when the rapture will be, and Jesus is speaking. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. Verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Verse 13, but he shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew chapter 24, verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Matthew chapter 24, verse 27. For as lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 21, tribulation. Verse 27, rapture. Sure, sounds like it to me. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let's prepare on this True Truth program as we proclaim, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Hear me, my son and my daughters. Hear me, for I wish to speak to you, says your Father God. But you must listen, and you must try to understand. For the words I speak are understandable, but you must listen with all your heart to get the true direction from them. Be strong. Be firm. Find your way quickly, for there is little time for you to find your way, and I have support work for you to do. For you are my supporters, and you will support the things that I desire to have done. Support those things that you know in your heart that you must support. Stand firm now. Stand firm now, for the days are getting shorter, says the Lord. And it is more important than ever to do the things that I have called you to do. So, my sons and my daughters, I have now spoken to you the things, not in a mystery, for there is no mystery about what I have just spoken. No need for interpretation, says the Lord. But do as I have called you to do, for you know what that is, says the Father God.
Wow. After sitting here and listening to that prophetic word that I gave again, I just had to sit here in awe for a couple of minutes because I could not believe those words had come out of this humble watchman's mouth. But now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My, on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Amos chapter 3, verse 7, King James Version. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. My dear listening friends, that word secret here means counsel. And two of the meanings of counsel are discussion or deliberation, showing a very particular relationship between the Lord God and his servants, the prophets. A prophet is a person who speaks for God with God's divine guidance, often revealing future events that have not happened yet, such as the prophets of old, like Amos, Hosea, Isaiah, Micah, Jeremiah, etc. There are, though, false prophets and even heathen prophets, as well as true truth, Yahweh-ordained prophets. And that is where a moral and pure heart comes in from my previous teaching tonight. For it sometimes can be difficult to determine the false prophet from the true godly prophet. It takes spiritual discernment, and that can only come from a pure heart after God. Amen. Psalms chapter 51, verses 10 through 13. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Verse 13. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. That was Psalms chapter 51, verses 10 through 13. Amen and amen. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. My faithful supporter, who wishes to remain anonymous in Ohio, has, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent his WOW Walk on Water love gift after returning triumphantly from Israel. And I bless him for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without that love offering, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that's the true truth. Amen. Father, I pray, bless Anonymous in Ohio, Lord, who made your program possible tonight. You know who he is, Lord, and you know his every need. Bless him abundantly and meet that need, Lord God, each and every one. In Jesus' name, amen. And also bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth here on this program tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Now the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Secret retirement plans. Does Obama expect to lose? Are Obama insiders secretly making retirement plans for the Obamas with the expectation the president will lose his bid for re-election in November? Very quietly, Obama's chief financier, Penny Pritzker, has entered the Hawaii housing market to buy a retirement home for the president and his family that will be available not in 2016, but in January 2013, according to a confidential source. The source said that highly confidential internal polls conducted by the Obama campaign indicate Obama cannot win re-election, despite public surveys that show him in the lead. The public polls are mostly political, the source argued. Obama radicals want Romney supporters to feel discouraged and give up. Truth is, Romney's winning. Watchman comment? I sure hope so, because many who are not going to vote, that vote will be a vote for Obama if they don't vote at all. Continuing. Tax penalty to hit nearly 6 million uninsured people. Nearly 6 million Americans, significantly more than the first estimated, will face a tax penalty under USA President Barack Hussein Obama's health overhaul. for not getting insurance, congressional analysts say. Most would be in the middle class. The new estimate amounts to an inconvenient fact for the administration, a reminder of what critics see as broken promises. Watchman comment. Were there any promises that Obama made that weren't broken? I know he says there's a few of them, and there might be one or two, but the majority of them? The change you voted for, the change you need, and you're not getting it. Continuing. Planetary emergency declared due to rapid Arctic ice melt, experts warn. Columbia University and the environmental activist group Greenpeace held separate events to discuss U.S. government data showing that the Arctic sea ice has shrunk to its smallest surface area since record-keeping back in 1979. Satellite images show the Arctic ice cap melted to 1.32 million square miles, 3.4 million square kilometers, as of September 16th. The predicted lowest point for the year, according to data from the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Boulder, Colorado. Now, this prophecy I spoke now a couple of years back.
Yea, saith the Lord, the heat that has affected so many areas will continue. And not only will it continue, it will increase. It will also increase to other areas that will also become affected. The drought shall come in these areas. You will see the lakes, the reservoirs, the ponds, and the streams reduce in size. Some streams to a trickle, others will dry up. And in all this shall come contamination of the waters, saith the Lord.
My. That was a powerful prophetic word. Revelation chapter 16, verse 9. And men were scorched with heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Continuing. Rapidly warming oceans starting big shift of Antarctic ice. Fast-flowing and narrow glaciers have started to trigger massive changes in the Antarctic ice sheet and contribute to rapid ice sheet decay and sea level rise, a new study has found. Research results published in the Journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences reveal in more detail than ever before how warming waters in the Southern Ocean are connected intimately with the movements of mass ice sheets deep in the Antarctic interior. This prophecy I spoke more recently.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end time sign. For have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God. For the world must know its sin. The world must know that my word is true, that my prophets do not speak falsely but truly, saith God.
My. Now how about some scripture? Revelation chapter 16, verses 8 through 11. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. Verse 11, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not their deeds. That was Revelation chapter 16, verses 8 through 11. Continuing. Sea surface temperatures reached record highs. During the first 6 months of 2012, sea surface temperatures in the Northeast Shelf large marine ecosystem were highest ever recorded, according to the latest ecosystem advisory issued by NOAA's Northeast Fisheries Science Center, Job chapter 24, verse 19. Drought and heat consume the snow water, so doth the grave those which have sinned. Continuing. The worst drought to hit the United States in half a century expanded in the upper Midwest and northern plains states in the past week due to warmer and drier than normal weather. 65% of the contiguous United States were under at least moderate drought as of September 18th, up from 64% a week earlier, according to the Drought Monitor. Watchman comment, all four of these reports were end-time signs. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 24, they shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. Continuing, Obama refuses to admit that he broke his promise to Hispanic voters. USA President Barack Hussein Obama refused to admit that he broke his 2008 promise to get an immigration bill passed in his first year in office, as he blamed Republicans and the economy for thwarting him and maintained that he did not make a promise that I would get everything done 100% when I was elected, said Obama. And now another Obama drama moment.
Candyman, candy, 'cause he mixes it to make the world taste good. Candyman.
All of these proposals will make a difference for rural communities. The only thing that is holding us back is our politics. The only thing that's preventing us from passing the bills I just mentioned is the refusal of a faction in Congress to put country ahead of party. And that has to stop. Our economy cannot afford it. Our economy can't afford it.
If you think you're going to get anything different if you reelect this guy, you must like Russian roulette. Continuing, unemployment on the rise in seven crucial swing states. Nationwide employers added 96,000 jobs in August. That's far below July's gain of 141,000 and the average of 226,000 jobs a month added in January through March quarter. Unemployment also rose in seven of the 11 key swing states in this year's presidential election. Unemployment rates also rose in five other battleground states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, New Hampshire, and Iowa. Watchman comment, okay, those who voted for Obama in the first round, did you get the change you voted for, the change you needed? Guess not. Want to try again? You must enjoy Russian roulette also. Continuing. Republican deer repeatedly destroys Obama yard signs. Tom Preem and his wife Beth were sick and tired of constantly finding the Obama sign in front of their house in Austin, Texas, destroyed. They were certain it was a mischievous Republican who didn't like President Obama. The Preems finally managed to snap a photograph of the vandal. What was in the photograph? It was a deer. Watchman comment. There were Republican signs in their neighbor's yard. The well-antlered deer did not touch. Hey, Tom and Beth. Hey, America. Could this be a sign from God? Nah, it's probably just a Republican deer. Continuing. Walmart kicks children out of store for singing God Bless America. Big box retailer Walmart is once again in hot water after an on-site manager at one of its stores in Pembroke Pines, Florida, called the police on a group of elementary school students that tried to sing God Bless America inside the store. Watchman comment. Oh, my, oh, my. Did you know the founder of Walmart was a Christian? Apparently, though, that manager wasn't. Continuing. Alpha Dog military robots are built to be quieter, more intelligent, and stealthy. As the military looks for new and better ways to become lighter and highly mobile and lethal, research continues looking into a number of projects that will allow our forces in the near future to better shoot, move, and communicate on tomorrow's battlefields. One such innovation is the Boston Dynamics-built LS-3 Alpha Dog, a robotic four-legged craft that has recently been improved by developers to be stealthier, more intelligent, and quieter. LS-3 stands for Legged Squad Support System. The military's aim is to create an Alpha Dog capable of carrying military gear for a squad of soldiers, about 400 pounds worth, at least 20 miles without needing a break. My. Sounds more like the Terminator Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? Continuing. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton to host Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood president. The Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi, the recently elected president of Egypt, was a featured participant at the 8th annual meeting of Bill Clinton's Global Initiative in New York. Clinton's welcoming of Morsi to his high-profile event in New York City is surprising and may undermine the tough-on-terror image the Democratic Party is trying to cultivate ahead of November elections, since he's a terrorist himself. Master of ceremonies, Bill Clinton brought in some of the finest elected jihadists from around the world, direct from Libya. Libyan President Mohamed Mugharib was brought in, and he might just have burned the place down if he had the chance. Watchman comment, Should I add to my normal list of Democrat, communist, socialist, homosexuals the word jihadist? My. Continuing. A brigadier general heading up the aerospace division of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has said that his country will strike preemptively if it detects preparations by Israel for an attack. Hajizda said an attack by Israel would be supported by the United States. For this reason, we would enter a confrontation with both parties and will definitely be at war with American bases should a war break out, he said, mentioning U.S. bases in Bahrain, Qatar, and Afghanistan as targets. The U.S. 5th Fleet is stationed in Bahrain. According to U.S. government figures, there are 68,000 American troops in Afghanistan. Iranian military leaders warn an attack would lead to World War III. My. I warned you this might be coming. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If the Lord is touching your heart, please write SIGN, spelled SIGNS, PO, Post Office, Box 122. Town is Lyle, spelled LISLE. State is New York, just abbreviate NY, zip 13797. And no, I do not live in Lyle, so don't go there to try to find me. I just go there to get my mail once in a while. That's it. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want. But I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the Science Radio programs on the air. Sorry, but I do have to operate in stealth mode sometimes, don't you know? There are those that would like to, Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, Called Servants. Matthew chapter 24, verses 45 and 46. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. My dear listening friends, I want you to know that you are called to be a servant. Are you not? Of course you are. Well, what does a servant do, if you're a Christian? Well, what does a servant do? He or she carries out the will of his master. The servant doesn't tell his master what to do. He performs whatever task the master requests of him. A servant doesn't choose what days or times it's most convenient to serve his master. A servant's function is to simply follow and obey his master's instructions. A servant does not develop a vision for the master either. The master is the one with the vision, and he wants his servants to be ready and available to carry out that vision and bring it to fruition. How can you experience fulfillment in your life? Well, simply by serving your master, your heavenly Father, Yahweh. The world encourages you to seek counterfeit fulfillment, power, success, prosperity, among others. The more of these things you gain, the more your flesh wants more of, and the less spiritual you become. It is your sinful human nature. You will never find true fulfillment when you seek those things. You must become a servant if you want to experience true fulfillment. You need to become lowly and meek and humble. As God's servant, you should have no other agenda except to do His will. When you become faithful to do His will, then He will fulfill the things He desires for you in your life, and even possibly some of those things that you may desire. It may just depend on your level of commitment to Him. Now, my dear listening friends, as God's faithful servant, you share in His success. You have direct access to His power and wealth, and you are able to walk in His authority. So get your heart into the servant mode and watch how God brings about all the things He desires in your life. And remember, it's His wealth, not yours. So get right and get ready. Maranatha, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Amen. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Johnson.
Right now, kill the lie and receive truth. pray and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Just pray, Jesus, forgive me for believing a lie. Come into my heart. Cleanse me of my sin by the blood you shed for me on the cross of Calvary. Please forgive me and be the Lord of my life. Now I'm going to repeat that prayer for you. Yes, you. You who did not pray the first time, and this may be your last chance. You could die accidentally in the next few hours or go to hell. Pray this prayer right now before it's too late for you. Jesus, forgive me for believing a lie. Come into my heart. Cleanse me of my sin by the blood you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. Please forgive me and be the Lord of my life.
My dear friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times. Last days you live in right now today. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. If you missed part of tonight's program, tune in to the repeat on Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, frequency 9265, or on my website, www.signsradio.com, all one word, signsradio.com, just like it sounds, signsradio.com. And, if you are a Monday night 9:30 p.m. listener, please pray about mailing support. It is needed for that program. Then please tune in this coming Wednesday night for a fresh new program to frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 9350 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time. It must be getting close for WWCR to change to their fall frequency from 9350 to 5070. But they haven't told me yet, so keep tuning in, 9350. But if it's not there, check 5070. Here is the address to write again. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797.
Greetings. I'm listening to you on 4840 on shortwave, North Central Arkansas on Saturday night. It's obvious that you are awake. Holy Spirit is with you. Praise Jesus. Coming soon. Death to the beast.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We win. Thank you for that call, my dear friend, and for understanding who I really and truly am in God. I sure do appreciate it. And you're right. I mean, the beast is going to die, that's for sure. And he knows that, too, my friend. He knows he's going to die, but yet he still fights on, doesn't he? Isn't that kind of amazing? It shows you how really stupid the beast is, even though he can do so many things, because Yahweh is allowing him to do those things. Amen. But in the end, he's a goner, is he not? Amen to that. Thank you, Jesus. We are getting closer every day to the last day, the day when Christ will return with the armies of heaven and will do battle with that beast, and he will lose. And that is a Bible fact. Glory to God. Thanks for calling. Maranatha, my friend. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program when you call or write. That's important. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. If you get a busy signal, please keep hitting your redial until you get through. I'm so sorry, but I'm not one of those big organizations that can afford all those lines. I only have one line. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send in their love gifts to keep this program on the air. Signs listeners are not only the best, they're the bestest. They understand they get the truth here on Signs Radio.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen.